This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, February 28th. God's word for you today is everything. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 11, verse 36, and it says, "For everything comes from God alone. Everything lives by his power, and everything is for his glory. To him be glory evermore." Put your security in your Savior, because everything comes from God. What does everything mean? Everything means everything. Everything comes from God. Romans chapter 11, verse 36 says, "Everything comes from him. Everything happens through him. Everything ends up in him. Everything is intended for his glory. You are intended for his glory. We really do not own anything. The things that are in our custody are on loan to us. So what you think you own is really on loan, because it was not yours before you were born, and it will not be yours after you are gone. There is nothing you brought here. There is nothing I brought here. And there is nothing you and I are going to take back. Nothing. If you get this principle of ownership, every other thing flows easily. So, when you get something because you know who the true owner is, you dedicate it to him. This is from you. I dedicate it to you. You get a promotion, you dedicate it to God. You got a new car, you dedicate it to God. You get a new house, you dedicate it to God. You get a new phone, you dedicate it to God. Why? Everything comes from him. Everything exists by his power, and everything is intended for his glory. The law of ownership. I remember that God is my source. The second law is the law of tithing. Honor God first. Whatever you want God to bless in your life, put God first in it. If you want God to bless your business, put God first. If you want God to bless your relationship, put God first. If you want God to bless your children, put God first. If you want God to bless your marriage, put God first. If you want God to bless your career, put God first. If you want God to bless your time, put God first. If you want God to bless your finances, put God first. Put God first. So, the law of tithing, everything flows from God. I give God the first 10% of my increase. The promise of tithing is clear in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, and it says, "Honor the Lord by giving him the first part of all your income, and he will fill your barns and overflow." All means all. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your barns will be filled to the overflow, because that is what God's word says. When you honor him, he fills it. Why 10%? I do not know. Why not 20%? Why didn't God say 50%? He could have said 90%. If he did, who is going to arrest him? But what I do know is, for everything God gives to man, there is a portion of it that does not belong to man. Check scriptures. God leaves it there intentionally, so man can recognize that he is God. Let us pray. Father, you are my source, and everything I have comes from you. I acknowledge you and dedicate it all back to you in worship. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.